This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Personal injury of any sort, it's a big deal. An injury attorney, David Feminino, has dedicated his career to securing justice and maximizing recovery for those who have been injured. David is dedicated to ensuring you get the care you need and get your life back on track. So when you're injured, make one phone call to David Feminino, 855-65-CRASH, or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. Get your life back on track, getdavidgetpaid.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
5 o'clock, great to have you with us. And if the Tigers weren't arguably the best team in baseball right now, I would dive into that Amari Sankofa report because it's nothing to do with Amari. It's everything to do with the thought process. Yeah, you got all this cap space. You know what I wouldn't do? Waste it on those guys. But that's not for today because the Tigers are just
Ben
too
Simmons.
Hot.
I mean, Ben Gordon, Charlie V.
No, it's just this seduction of gym class heroes and bringing back your own. No, Malik Beasley and Hardaway and Schroeder and Paul Reed, they're not bringing you a title. Take the cap space, take somebody you don't care about out of your young core, and let's get K to Robin. And that's. But again, I'm fighting an uphill battle in this town. This is WBBT City. Bring the band back together, baby.
Hey, man, when you're a Detroiter, they love you forever.
Really? What's my excuse? All right, listen. What? So, before...
You got to eat more at Coney Islands at 3 in the morning.
I'm all set. Before Slickback Hair Kenny makes his debut tonight at Comerica, we do want to talk Tiger baseball again. 25-13. It is tied for the best start of my adult life with the Detroit Baseball Tigers. They did this in 06. That's it. That's your comparison. Other than that, it'd be 84 with the wholly unsustainable, 35-5. The point is, how much of this do you believe? Now, you can say I'm thrilled. That's not belief. You could say I'm hopeful. That's not belief either. But if you believe all of this, that they are, in fact, a 25-13 baseball team over the long haul, then you're saying they're the best team in the AL. Now, on Friday, May 9th, I'm not ready to go there. I'm a step below that. I think they're absolutely the best team in the Central. On run differential alone, you're 100 runs better than Cleveland. They're like negative 16. You're plus 85. Do the math. So I think you're the best team in the Central. I think you're a 90-win team. Not ready to go all the way yet. But I'm not far off based on, I think the AL blows. Look, the NL, it's different. I mean, Rico, you've seen what the Mets are doing, the Dodgers, the Padres, etc. The AL's pretty rooty-poo. So it's possible. But I'd say scale of 1 to 5, I'm probably about a 4. I'm not sold totally, but I'm close. A 3 means they're simply not this good. That they're good, they'll make the playoffs, but they're not this. 2 or 1, you're starting to use the F word. And we haven't gotten a 2 or 1 all day where you're going to say fraud. And I don't think they are. But with that in mind, unless you're a 5 and you're all in, what's the most unsustainable part of what they're doing? Can be a specific part of the team. It could be a specific player. It could be whatever you like, guys. So that's what we want to rap about because you're about to see Kenny shirtless, daiquiri, birthday, And Wyatt Langford is personally going to hit a baseball into your lap tonight. Probably not.
Yes, can I get you like a Wyatt Langford? Like if he hits me like a foul ball, let's say, I'm not sure where we're sitting, but if I get a Wyatt Langford foul ball, I will bring it to
no,
you.
No, give it to Evan. He loves the memorabilia. No, I just like
get
the
it
player.
Signed.
No, I don't need that either. I don't like
now
the signs.
You're thinking about
it. Doesn't
something.
Do anything for me. No, you keep it and have a great time. Maybe it'll land right in your drink. But guys, what's your belief in what you've watched? And what's the most unbelievable part of it? The thing that you go, oh, that can't keep up. Rico.
I'm at a four. I'm looking at this team because they believe in themselves, and it doesn't carry over, but it reminds me how they finished the season last year where they just started believing we can win every game. And mm-hmm. you see that now where even when they're down, it's like, okay, it's a different, as you like to call them, gym class hero every night, but somebody steps up to the plate.
It's true.
In Colorado, Javi, it almost looks like an identical play. He hits it right up the middle twice, drives in four runs. It's Javi's defense out in the center field. He looks pretty good out there. Now, we all were like, oh, my goodness, have we reached the bottom of the chili pot that he has to play center? But it's working. I don't know how long Parker Meadows is going to be gone, but it's not like this team is suffering because of Javi Baez. That's why, as much as I want to believe, that's the one thing that I'm like, man, I hope I'm wrong. I hope this goes all year long. I hope he becomes the comeback player of the year. But if I had to pick one thing, it would be Javi Baez out in center field. It's working. And this is I don't know if this is an A.J. Hinch. I don't know if this is a Scott Harris thing. Whoever came up with that decision, a tip of the cap.
It was called five guys dying in front of them is probably what
right. But I mean,
that.
Just initially as they're sitting over coffee, like, got an idea. Don't laugh at it. I got an idea.
I'm with you. I'm not ready to buy into him. I mean, again, 26 strikeouts, four walks. It's unsustainable. The guy's not going to hit 400. But for right now, the fact that it's May 9th and he's giving you what he's giving you, he's already if he doesn't get a hit the rest of the season, he's already outperformed anything we ever thought. I'm good with it. Now, I'd like to get a Parker Meadows update sooner rather than later, but that's not how life works. But
there's your update. That's what he's saying to his nerve right now.
Okay. Was that you at Sunday church?
No, that's TD Jakes. Let me get it for you because they did just send out an update medically. Give me 1 second. I'll have that for you.
Longer than a second, David.
Yes, here it is. Here is the update. Parker Meadows is playing catch, completing conditioning, defensive drills, and is hitting progression daily.
That's good.
What they said.
Perfect. I mean, if I could have him back middle of June, late June, I'd be thrilled. And you've given yourself enough of a buffer that it'd be real hard for this to go that far sideways. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'd be thrilled by mid-June. We talked about it. All-star break.
Matt Vierling, by the way, is starting a rehab assignment in AAA Toledo this weekend.
It's face of the franchise. Get it right.
I'm sorry. Face of the franchise, Matt Vierling, will
Thank
be
you.
Starting a rehab assignment this weekend.
Thank you. What's your belief level, and what is the most unbelievable part of this?
My belief level is at a 3. It can teeter either way. And I don't want it to teeter to a 2 because I am concerned about Casey Mize continuing what he's doing. His strikeout percentage and rate is no better than it has been his entire career. So I'm just worried that eventually once the hitters look on tape, kind of see what he's doing differently this year, that they'll go right back to shelling him. I don't want that to happen. That's what I'm worried about.
Okay, Kenny, obviously outside of tonight's birthday fiesta at Comerica, yes. Let's separate the worlds. Belief structure, and what is the thing you don't believe in with this team at 25-13?
Belief level 3.88888, repeating. I like what they're doing. I just need them to put another good month together, and then I'll be fully bought in. I'll be closer to a 4.5-5, somewhere in there. And then I'm with you all. I think the Baez thing is wholly unsustainable. Metrically last year, he was maybe the worst position player in baseball. I'm not trying to insult the man.
No, it That's wasn't maybe.
Statistically.
He was.
Okay, yes. Statistically, he was. So the idea that he has an OPS plus over 100, to me, is mind-boggling. I would love to see him continue it, but that's the most unbelievable thing to me.
Okay, 248-539-9797. Where do you guys have it? And again, they don't have to keep up this pace to be the best team in the AL. You can have a down week. You've built some buffer. But I'm not far off from saying, no, they are the best. Because right now, like, look, if you played the Yankees in a playoff series, I still believe you're winning. Your pitching is superior. And yeah, our Cy Young Award winner's dead. It's kind of a big thing. Yours isn't. I really believe you'd beat the Yankees in a series. So until I see someone I believe in more than the Yankees, that's who you're playing?
You worried about Cleveland?
No. No.
Want to think about it for a little bit?
No. No, just because their ownership is disgusting. You didn't think Dolan could get any cheaper. They do. Their pitching is yikes. And their offense is not, like, offensively, they have major issues. They look like the Tigers from 3 years ago. Their offense is really bad. Now, can it get fixed? You know, they'll call up Bazana midseason, the kid they drafted number one or number two overall. The bottom line is their run differential, they're in the negative.
Minus 14.
I can't buy into that. And you're sitting at what, 82 above water?
83.
Okay. Like, it's just one team is superior to the other right now. So, no, I think you're the best team in the AL. I need a little more data before I fully jump in the pool. So I guess I'm a four, but if you're sitting here June 9th and the team is, 48 and 24, well, yeah. I mean, what are you going to say? Another 30 games from now, you play 660 ball.
24 games over five.
Yeah. I mean, what do you say? You just got to buy in.
Yeah, at that point, yeah. It's now you just got to maintain and get ready for the playoffs and try to keep everybody
up. Yeah, and if this is real, if this is what they are, there's no reason the expectation should be lower than the World Series. Now, that doesn't mean you win it because I'm telling you, you're not going to like what you see when you get there. But that's for, hey, trade deadline's 3 months away. We can worry about that later. It's just about, if you're this good, recognize what it is. Hey, by the way, Kenny, when did the Winks play? I didn't see it on the schedule tonight.
This is his birthday.
On my birthday, Michael.
I'm sorry.
Thank you so much.
I'm sorry.
Thank you.
248-539-9797.
I hope Wyatt Langford sprains his ankle. There. How about that?
I mean, it's plausible. It's it's plausible.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes.
choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Straight to the people. Tigers, 25-13. Level of belief. And what is the one thing you just can't believe is going to continue? And I know it's probably a little lazy, but it is. It's hobby. I not after 30 games. Not after, 200 awful ones. Plus, you got to look at how it's built up and you go, if you want to say Torkelson, you can. But here's the one thing I would tell you is, batting average is outdated. As long as the OPS is where it needs to be, that's going to mean he needs to take on a Pete Alonso profile. 35, 40 home runs. I don't care what you hit. So that, and look, he's trending to that. So go to the people, go to Robert, 97.1. Robert, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, you guys. Thank you for having me on.
Yes, sir.
I wanted to talk about the Tigers, but could I say something real quick on the Pistons?
Go ahead.
I just wanted to say, I think they need to make a move. They desperately need to shake things up, get a true Robin just to get him some help so he doesn't have to do everything. If he's being doubled, it goes to somebody else. If he's having an off night, there's someone to help him out.
Well, I agree completely with you. It's the problem I have with the mindset of this town that if they simply brought everybody back, Robert, this town would be okay with it. And that's ridiculous. That's basically what Yzerman does. He fills his roster with the Andrew Copps and the Petries and the Holes and the JT Compfers. And then you go, well, why aren't we any good? That's what Malik Beasley and Hardaway and Schroeder and Paul Reed are. Not interesting.
Problem is, Yzerman has no idea what he's doing. But anyway, let's talk about something more happier.
Yes, sir.
The Tigers, I'm at a 4. It's nice the fact that we're tied for first place in baseball. I'm not quite there yet. I mean, Javier Baez is doing something that I would have said that you were on some extracurriculars if you said that Harvey's no longer, Harvey.
Right.
But the pitching to me is top low. It almost reminds me of the team that we had before where you had Fister, Verlander, Scherzer. You had the not quite to the same level, but now that we've got a bullpen and a really good starting pitching, there's not many teams that can compete with that. And if we can get a third baseman or a shortstop at the trade deadline, that would put me over the moon.
Well, and Robert, look, I didn't want to say, well, the deadline will show me, because that's too far out, but you're not wrong. Scott Harris will have to show he's willing to do something he hasn't been willing to do, which is on the buy side of trades. Give up actual assets to bring in someone you can add to the core. So last year they weren't in a position to do it, and they went on their Disney movie. This year, if you're remotely this good, there's no excuse not to.
Short-term thinking rather than long-term years from now.
Well, it could be both, brother. I mean, if you make the right deal, you're acquiring someone to be a part of this for 2 years, 3 years.
Gotcha.
Now, you're right. Can you get a rental? You can. But the difference makers, you can make deals where guys are signed and they're there for a while. And it just, you got to pay. True. But it's just like hoops. Like, if you decide, I don't want to give up any of my nice things, well, then you're never going to get anybody.
No, but at least I can see, and look, it's a ways down the line. Maybe they go for that rental type player. But you're right. It would be nice if you can get just that everyday shortstop, everyday third baseman.
Listen, they're going to be out there. Half the teams in this league are simply not trying. And you have the prospect cachet. You can do these things. But that's still – what's trade deadline, David? I mean, we're damn near 3 months from the trade deadline. I can't go there now. But if – when callers call in and they say, look, I'll be sold if they buy, well, you got a lot of space to fill. That's why we're having fun with it now. It's going to be a beautiful weekend in downtown Detroit. Tons of people. Please say hi to Kenny Cott when you see him. He's in a hideous Macho Man t-shirt. He's going to be excited. He's going to be several drinks deep. He loves taking pictures with you all. It's just a tremendous honor.
Buy him a drink. He'll take a picture.
What are we doing here? What are we doing here? Let's relax a little bit on that. I'm not in a Macho Man shirt. Do not take pictures with me.
Okay, that's it. Kenny hates everybody. Don't look him in the eye.
Meet him at the giant chair.
Just don't turn into that Pirates usher. You didn't see the video?
The Celtics usher? Who was screaming at Knicks fans to leave the arena?
No, the Pittsburgh Pirate usher who got into it with a fan, took off his belt, and started whooping the guy.
What?
I did see that. Now I know what you're talking about. Yes. That was a wild video.
The guy spit on him. He took his belt off and just started.
He'd had it. He'd had enough.
First of all, Kenny going belt to ass, roof for radio. You need to show us that.
He had it.
Like Kenny pummeling a Michigan fan? I'm here for it. My goodness.
Oh, my.
Yeah, show me that at the break.
Okay.
Let's go to DeVell, 97.1. DeVell, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, I'm doing good. What's up, fellas?
Hey. How are you?
I'm doing good. So check it out. I'm about a 4.25 on the believability and the sustainability of the Tigers. And my thing is, the one thing that I would think that is not sustainable collectively, I don't think we'll finish the season with five or six guys batting with an over 800 OPS. I don't think that.
Agreed.
And the two that I think are drop off. Now, no, I don't think they're going to fall off the map, but the two is going to be Javier and Zach McKinstry. I think those two will fall off a little bit. But the other point, though, I'm like this. If everybody, it's hypothetical, of course, because I don't think it's going to. But suppose everybody still is, let's give it to around the all-star break trade deadline.
Yeah.
And they're still doing what they're doing.
Yeah.
This, and I can't believe I'm about to say this, but at that point, I would be okay if we stood pat. I wouldn't do anything at the trade deadline. Our pitching is going to be elite anyway. But I would just use that money instead of around just going ahead and sign a third baseman offseason.
Yeah, here's the thing.
Now,
you can buy one at the deadline. You've got what it takes. You can buy a ready-made third baseman with term. You just got to be willing to pay. Trust me.
We got to pay them now, then sign them now. But I don't want to do a rental where we're not going to let. Look,
but DeVille, at least you got the bird in hand if you make that trade.
Mm-hmm. We have the money.
But DeVell, here's what I need from you.
And you got the farm system.
You gotta do not fall into the trap of standing pat.
And I never want to do that, but I'm looking if your chemistry is good and we're still doing what we're doing, we obviously got the horses now. And why upset that apple cart?
Because talent wins. No, I mean, look, DeVell, you're right, but man, this isn't the Bad News Bears. This isn't the Little League World Series and little Tommy's upset that he doesn't play every day. You're gunning after a World Series if you're going to be buyers at the deadline. And look, again, look around the AL. This is very similar to the Pistons, except the Pistons, it's going to look this way next year. It's here now for you, meaning the Orioles had a clown car offseason. The Yankees, everybody died. I don't think anyone else in the East is rising up. Your division blows, and in the West, I don't buy Seattle as far as you could throw them. Everybody else there is a pretender. Truthfully, you have the ability to be the best team in the American League. With that said, buy at the deadline, because now the marker is, how do I beat the Mets, the Dodgers, the Pods?
Yeah, I mean, the only reason I'm not at a five because I want to see what the Yankees in Boston do at the trade deadline. Do they try to replenish the squad and go out and get some pieces, or do they just say, yeah, we'll just roll the dice?
The Yankees have the biggest problem is they need pitching in a bad way. And right now, listen, everybody just turn away, okay, because it's going to upset this town. Everyone who's busy, oiling their beanbag. The Yankees have a little problem that one of their best prospects of the last decade sucks. Anthony Volpe has got some problems. I don't want to upset the Max Clark people. Not all prospects go to the Hall of Fame. So the Yankees have problems, plural, that you are unaddressable at the trade deadline. Like, the Yankees are not going to be like, all right, we need a third baseman, shortstop, two starters, and Devin Williams has lost his mind. You can't replace all of that. The Tigers' needs is different. It's one bat. preferably right-handed, at short or third. Just one. And you have more prospect cachet. And as long as you got the pitching, you're good. Just take it. Look, here's the other thing. We're talking about Javi not being able to keep up what he's doing. Go look at what Aaron Judge is doing. Unsustainable. He's hitting 440, and the team's basically 500. He's on pace for like 60 homers and 179 RBIs. Not sustainable.
Really?
Yeah, I know. Crazy, right? All right, good talk. Anthony Volpe's a disaster. Okay, go ahead.
All right.
Hey, I'm Tank Sinatra here with my co-host,
Investigator Slater.
And we would like to tell you a little bit about our podcast, Psychopedia.
It's true crime infused with comedy.
Making it a crimedy.
I do extensive investigative research and go deep into the darkest corners of the human psyche.
And I'm just here to lighten things up a little bit with humor, baby. You know, never at the expense of the victims, though, obviously.
Come join our family of little psychos over on Psychopedia. Available on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to your podcasts.
We're going to take you right up to Tiger Baseball. Should be a great crowd all weekend. Beautiful weather. But we need a pit stop real quick before I get to the callers. David Rico has shown me the video of the Pittsburgh Pirates vendor or usher, whoever this guy, team personnel.
Right.
They're in the concourse. And this idiot spits on this man. And this guy goes, you know what? F around and find out. Takes his belt off. And he goes belt to ass on this guy. And I said, I love it. Good for him. You don't spit on. That is
multiple times.
Right. So right there to me, you get whatever you deserve. But Rico goes, yeah, well, he got fired. First of all, that's ridiculous. Second of all, I want to hire him at the ticket. I just want to hire him to walk around the sales floor. Belt to ass.
We got our own Terry Tate.
Yep. I want to bring this guy to this office. I love it. I'm sorry.
I love it.
Wait, you think you're done for the day? Hold on.
Yeah, hold on a minute.
Dude, you better pick that phone up.
Man, that belt was no joke. That was one of those long boys. That thing was like 17 sizes too big for this cat.
I'm like, okay, he looks like he's about a 27 waist. And like, wow.
It just kept on rolling, and then he went at this guy. And then the guy's sitting there. Oh, it's like, well, yeah, here's an idea. Don't spit on another man, you loser.
Correct.
We should hire him. Someone in Metro Detroit should hire him. See if he's willing to move.
Oh yeah, and before that happened, it was 3 minutes of that guy just all in his face as he's like, you need to, I ain't touching you. And
belt to ass.
Yeah. The dude's wife comes up and is like, there's kids around. Can you leave this man alone?
He shouldn't have been fired. No, that's a guy I'd start a GoFundMe for. Like that, right there. That, I'm sorry, the disrespect. It's bad enough what people say to each other, but I'm sorry, spitting on someone, that's the same as laying hands on them in my world. That's ridiculous. So you know what? Big deal.
That's worse because I don't know what you got. Mm-mm. That's worse to me.
Yeah, he should have his job. I mean,
he will. He at 97 won the ticket as sales floor enforcer. Belt to ass.
He gave more energy than the team actually did on the field that day. Like, come on now.
Well, that's what people were joking. Like, well, he's got more hits than the Pirates.
Also true.
So that'll be
Kenny. That was the hardest exit velo of the year at PNC Park.
I mean, you heard the crack of the bat.
Kenny, that was Italian grandmother belt.
That was crazy, man. That whole sequence, by the way. Also, did you notice this was the part that bothered me almost as much? Was there were like a family of kids in the background at one point, and I'm like, if I'm the father of that family, let's go. We're moving away from this. Yep. We're not going to watch it. It looked like a cartoon, like dust ball that was going to suck somebody in.
It did, but no, it was like I don't know if it was his girlfriend or whoever was just like, hey, how about we just leave? There's kids around. Let this man go. No, I have to give him a piece of my mind and spin on him. You sure about that? Yes. All right.
I would have promoted the guy. But see, I've always said this, like these ushers at the games and stuff, they should be equipped with tasers. Act out of line, right to the neck, gone.
And they said he should have went and got security. And it's like,
yeah, you know what? Here's an idea.
Right. I'm right.
Because I view it as assault. You spit on the man. Right. That to me is assault.
And he stood there and took a lot of abuse and was just like, I'm doing my job. Can you just leave me alone? And this guy was basically, I'm not touching you. It's like, just go.
Leave you sure you don't want to bring him here?
Yeah.
Carve out an office for the guy. Have him patrol the sales floor. We'll take care of it.
Okay.
We'll get it done. Someone says that man is a hero.
I loved it. The disrespect has just gone too far in society, man.
I mean, that was truly, he messed around and found out, like, wait, I'm going to take my belt off. No, you won't. But wow, you really did.
That belt was long enough. It almost wrapped around his waist.
No, Mike, it was how he just subtly did it. Like, you got one last chance. And he just slyly took it off and then just came after him. And the guy's eyes got big, like, oh, no.
I like to imagine that guy escorting Mike from, like, the studio to through the sales floor into, like, the bathroom or, like, filling up a water bottle or something.
Yeah.
Just, like, mean mugging everyone. Don't you even look at this guy.
That's right.
You know what? Let's take it full circle. Take that guy with you to Costco.
I like it.
Yes.
I like it. I like that. You're right, though. I mean, look, salespeople are only here 3 days a week, so we would have to fill the other 2 days. Costco enforcer. We could really set something up for this guy. This would be an incredible thing.
Business opportunity for the guy who shouldn't have lost his job in the first
place. That's right. It's not right that he lost his job. I don't care. I know. Some people are like, well, how could they possibly? Because at a certain point, common sense should prevail. Sometimes, if you're going to spit on another human being, maybe you deserve to get your ass kicked. Do you ever think about that?
And I don't want to hear, well, he was drunk, so.
Well, that's the other problem I have, is that's like the excuse for everything now.
Yeah.
But that's your fault for drinking. It's right. Like, oh,
he's such a good person, and, you know, he leaves a Sunday school, not that day.
But the guy's an usher at a ball game. You think he's pumped up? Like, you think he's excited to go to work on a day-in, day-out basis? No.
For the Pirates.
Yeah, right. He's even worse. He's doing what he's got to do to get by. And you think they don't pay that man nearly enough.
And he's a bigger dude, so you would imagine that there's always that Tommy Tough guy that thinks they can beat up everybody that's big. So he's like, oh, I'm going to try to fight the usher.
Rewind that. What thought process goes into going to fight usher? What world?
Because the usher told you something, and now you feel like, well, I'm better than you, usher. You're an usher, and I do such and such and such and such, and I make this amount of money. It's like, yeah, but right now he's doing his job. Just walk
away. That's the thought process.
No, but
he has no thought process.
No, but the thought process at that time is, I'm better than you. You don't tell me what to do. And it's like, I give him credit. He put up with a lot.
He did.
That wasn't the start. It was like 3 minutes of him saying, you just need to go. You need to leave. This is my job.
He belongs in Detroit.
And we embroider
on his new belt, Detroit versus everybody. Belt versus everybody.
With rhinestones.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Bedazzle it up.
Right.
Let's go.
This is going to hurt.
I, dude, honestly.
As a matter of fact, we can inscribe that. This is going to hurt.
Is it wrong I would hire that guy? Does that make me insane?
No.
No, it doesn't. Someone says they actually should hire him at Michigan State when they tried to bring the wrong guy from the transfer portal.
I like belt to ass. We put him right at the entrance of the football building. He looks at the ID. Hope College, man. Get up out of here.
I hope he's... wins the Heisman. You giving this poor guy the business.
Defensive end from Air Force. Man, let me get this belt.
Back up from Marshall? I don't think so.
I'd put him on the sideline when Jonathan Smith does something stupid. Belt to ass.
His arms would be tired.
Oh, boy. Oh, Rico. Uh-oh. We'll move it along. Okay, 248-539. Rico's not happy right now with MSU football. We'll get to a fact or fiction with the NFL, and then Big Finish, get you right into Tiger Baseball if you're on your way to the games. All right, we'll get you to Tiger Baseball, which means Big Finish time. David, go ahead, buddy.
Okay, well, I guess I'll start with this. Mike discovered Costco today. He was trying to find brisket. He was talking about it out there in the office and realized, wow, I'm the only one in here that doesn't have a membership.
Also, Rico with an education on vacuum sealers.
Vacuum sealers were a part of it, yes.
It was a big part of about two segments today, but yes, I will join you guys. I never realized the depth and breadth of products available. I thought it was for people who drove minivans with 18 kids and you had to buy like pallets of pickles and things. Never knew. Sorry.
Costco, Sam's Club, BJ's. It's all of them out there.
There you go.
Enjoy it all. We did discover towards the end of the show someone that can go with you to Costco, and that is the Fighting Pirates usher. That he belongs in Detroit. He needs a job.
He does. After this man was openly disrespected and spat on by some scumbag, he decided, you know what? Do what my grandmother would do. Belt to ass. Guy shouldn't have been fired.
No, and somebody, David and I were looking on social media, made up a bobblehead of him holding a belt.
I'm in.
I would buy that.
I'm absolutely in. He belongs here. We could have him as a sales floor associate. We could also have him anytime Kenny goes to a game. Belt to ass. He shouldn't have been fired, though. You spit on somebody, you deserve what comes back.
Totally agree with you. So we didn't really get into this a lot. It was brought up during the update, and you happened to mention it, but an article's out there about the Pistons and the cap space and what they need to do with it. Simply made a comment. They shouldn't be wasting cap space on gym class hero.
No. I think you prioritize Beasley at the right number and say goodbye to everybody else on that list. Because in the end, those players aren't leading you to a championship. You just become Iserman. Malik Beasley's Andrew Kopp. And Dennis Schroeder is Petrie. It's like you don't want the filler. Make the cap space impactful. Duct tape Tobias Harris, picks and a prospect, end the cap space, and go get me a difference maker.
I'm with you. I mean, because unfortunately in this town, we fall in love with the fringe players and we like to boost them up to think that, what do you mean they didn't make the all-star team? Because they're not that good.
Paul Reed had the best plus minus of blah, blah, blah. Paul Reed wouldn't even dress for championship teams. So just, I'm not interested.
We got into a little NFL fact or fiction. And a couple of them I just want to mention here that we enjoyed. Did we crown C.J. Stroud too soon? You believe we did.
I'm guilty of it. Yes. I can't speak for you guys.
Yes.
I don't think we did.
And the other one we got into was the AFC West. I asked if there's going to be a new winner this season. Both don't believe it's going to happen.
No, it's just, how am I going against Reed and Mahomes? With Justin Herbert, who's yet to win a big game, and Bo Nix, who turns 40 next year. I just...
And if anything, the Chiefs looked vulnerable last year, and they still won. So, I mean, that wasn't good Chiefs. So imagine if all of a sudden they strike on goal with a couple of their draft picks. Yeah, watch out.
That's fair. We do have an update, and we talked about this during the show, a medical update on Parker Meadows. He is playing catch, completing conditioning, defensive drills, and he's hitting his progression daily. So that's a positive.
It's a huge positive. And I understand it's been a fairy tale deal with Baez and center. Parker Meadows is one of the 10 best defensive players, regardless of position in the sport. He's also your leadoff hitter. You add him to a 25-13 baseball team, and Javi gets to be a platoon at short, you get a whole hell of a lot better than that. So that's a huge update.
And our main topic for today was about the Tigers. We discussed a few things. Do you believe in what you are seeing in the Detroit Tigers from scale of 1 to 5? What was your belief? And then we also talked about what do you believe in the least this season for the Detroit Tigers so far?
Least is biased just based on, 26 strikeouts, 4 walks. I mean, do you really believe the guy's going to hit 350? I don't. But I'm out of a scale of 1 to 5, I'm a 4. I mean, they are a lot of the way of being every bit as good as 25-13. Mm-hmm. I do think they can be the best team in the AL, mainly because my Yankees blow.
Yeah, and I think it's time. I had a metaphor. I think it's time for a lot of people to put the whole, well, it's baseball, and they're going to hit a 15-game losing streak. When the streak happens, we'll deal with it. But until then, quit wishing for bad things and just enjoy the ride. This team's good.
And again, run differential. They're plus 82.
Like, what are they not doing that people, I don't know if I can believe in them. They're scoring runs.
How about the other night?
Games.
One of the rare nights they didn't get pitching. Job was atrocious, right? 6 1/3 scoreless from the pen. Keep you in the mix. Battle. Win it in extras. They're doing what really good teams do. So you have every right to feel like, I think a 4 out of 5 to me is you're the champions of the Central.
Mm-hmm.
You want to get to a 5, then it's okay. This is the best team in the American League. It's going to take me more than 30 games to get there.
I got 4 out of 5 champions of the Central, and your scoreboard watching in the final 10 games of the season to see who won, who lost, jockeying for that number one overall.
So you're not worried about Mize at all, because that's what I'm worried about, that doesn't continue, because he's just kind of right where he has been career-wise.
Even if Mize falls off, maybe Flaherty picks up.
That's possible.
Slack.
You're right, because he's
there's enough
so
pitching comprehensively that I don't worry about any one individual as long as I have Tarek Skubal anchoring that rotation. That's just me, David. I'm not going to worry about that.
I will also give this update, which we gave during the show. Matt Vierling, I'm sorry.
Say it.
Face of the franchise.
Thank you.
Matt Vierling, he will continue his rehab assignment in Toledo this weekend. So I would imagine that he'll be with the team sometime next week.
Rico has upgraded the team to 120-42.
119.
Okay. Whatever you do, enjoy yourselves. Hell of a beautiful weekend.